This is really an unprecedented time in terms of the types of trials and what they offer patients. Right now at MD Anderson, I think you're putting most of your patients on the AVANT trial.
Correct.
Can you describe what that is? And maybe that would be a good entree into sort of where we're at right now with adjuvant therapy.
I think we now know that at least for stage 3 patients, we have moved beyond a 5-FU or 5-FU leucovorin platform, and the addition of this drug, oxaliplatin, improves outcomes compared to just 5-FU and leucovorin alone or capecitabine alone. And so for stage 3 disease, I think we're fairly clear that FOLFOX, for some physicians, capecitabine, oxaliplatin would be a standard approach. Now, the research question that's currently being asked is whether adding a biological agent, an anti-angiogenic agent, to those cytotoxic combinations can provide or confer even greater benefit.
And you're talking about bevacizumab or Avastin.
Exactly right. So we are conducting a trial that looks at 3 arms. Patients can have either stage 2 or stage 3 disease. There are some patients in my practice who have stage 2 disease that I wouldn't necessarily refer to that study, but they are going to be randomized to one of 3 arms. The first arm is FOLFOX, the standard adjuvant program currently, FOLFOX with bevacizumab, and then capecitabine oxaliplatin with bevacizumab. It's going to be a large trial. It's a multi-center, multi-country trial.
And I guess that question of adding a biologic is really the dominant theme right now in the adjuvant trials. You have the NSABPs doing a trial looking at FOLFOX plus or minus Avastin. You have ECOG looking at stage 2 patients, interestingly, alone, higher risk stage 2, FOLFOX plus or minus Avastin. There's an intergroup study looking at FOLFOX plus or minus cetuximab or Erbitux.
Correct.
But that clearly is the dominant trend in adjuvant therapy.
I think the reason for that, Neil, is that we recently have data that suggests the other commonly used combination in the metastatic setting, meaning 5-FU with irinotecan, also known as FOLFIRI, is not of any added benefit compared to 5-FU and leucovorin.
That was a big surprise, I guess.
I think it was, and I think the issue is that this is not just one study that has appeared to show this, but now a few studies, I think 3, that have shown there really is no benefit to the addition of irinotecan to 5-FU and leucovorin. So of the 3 cytotoxic drugs we typically look at, 5-FU, oxali, irinotecan, 5-FU and oxaliplatin clearly better than 5-FU alone, but 5-FU irinotecan not superior to 5-FU alone. And so with the cytotoxic question, at least with the drugs we currently have available settled, in my view, then it is logical to think about biological therapies. Now, it will be interesting to determine if bevacizumab has a benefit for patients who really have what we think would be at most microscopic metastatic disease. As you know, there still is a debate whether bevacizumab is purely an anti-angiogenic agent or it should be considered an anti-VEGF agent, meaning that inhibiting VEGF at the protein level and preventing its signal transduction may confer greater benefits and anti-tumor activity beyond an anti-angiogenic effect. I think these types of adjuvant trials are a good way at getting at that question because it may in fact demonstrate that there is a benefit to the addition of bevacizumab with adjuvant therapy.